Early next week, the U.S. and Britain are expected to ask the U.N. Security Council to embrace their resolution declaring Iraq in material breach of its obligation to disarm and demand a decision on war by the Council within a few weeks. Opinion polls in the United States seem to show that a majority of Americans would probably support a decision to go to war, but many Americans would prefer to do so with the sanction of the United Nations. Opinion polls in much of the rest of the world seem to be firmly opposed to U.S. and British-led war in Iraq. Millions of protesters took to the streets last weekend from London to Cape Town. President Bush says that he respectfully disagrees with protesters and that they won't affect his decision. But elected leaders, President Bush or Prime Minister Blair, usually don't get where they are by altogether ignoring the polls. Dottie Lynch is senior political analyst of CBS News, which conducts polls jointly with the New York Times. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And Tom Reilly is president of Ipsos Public Affairs. That's a worldwide opinion polling firm. Thank you for being with us.
Happy to be here, Scott.
And Ms. Lynch, let me turn to you first. What seems to be the range of opinions that Americans are representing at the same time about the question of Iraq?
Well, it is a complex issue to probe. Americans want the UN backing. They absolutely demand allied backing. They don't want Americans to go this policy alone. They're also split on the timing. Mm-hmm. About half of Americans say it's ready to go now. Others say no, we should wait and try to still contain him. The interesting thing is the partisan division on this question is huge. These polls over and over again show that Democrats in this country are against this action. They not only want to wait, they don't want action at all, compared to Republicans who are absolutely full square behind the administration. So the partisan divide is very striking when you go beneath the top numbers.
Mr. Reilly, in any of the public opinion data, do you see a circumstance under which Western Europe would support a U.S.-UK-led war in Iraq?
I don't think we're very far away from that at all. Right now, the concern is whether it makes sense for their countries to support an effort in Iraq that seems to be led by the Bush administration, supported by Tony Blair. There is a concern among citizens in Europe that their countries be heard and that more institutions weigh in, that the decision be made over a period of time, that it be made carefully. But in the end, European public opinion supports the idea of removing Saddam. They just want it done the right way.
Is there a difference in attitude between Western Europe and Eastern Europe?
Yes, an enormous difference. 68% approve of the job Jacques Chirac is doing as leader of France.
You're saying 68% of Frenchmen?
Frenchmen. Mm-hmm. That number's changed. Now it's 88% who think he's doing a very good job handling the situation in Iraq. 38% approve of the job Tony Blair is doing as a leader of the United Kingdom today. So in the country where resistance to Bush policies is strongest, the support for the leader is strongest. In the country that's been most supportive of U.S. policies, in Tony Blair's United Kingdom, support for the leader has declined dramatically. Eastern Europe is much more supportive of U.S. leadership in general, particularly younger Eastern Europeans who see the United States as a force of economic growth in their country.
It seems to me one of those bromides I have read in news magazines that each administration is counting on the fact that no matter how divided or even lacking support is, in the event of a successful and quick military campaign, they think public opinion will be transformed. Do you think there's any wisdom in that?
Yeah, I think it is the conventional wisdom, but it's been borne out over and over again. When the United States is involved in a military action, at least at the beginning, there's a rally round factor that goes on. People believe they need to support the president, that they need to support the troops. As it goes on, as there are casualties, if it doesn't go well, then that will change. And what we see from the data, there's a lot of skepticism right now already among Democratic voters that this is a good thing to do. And the consequences that the American public fears are many. They're worried about casualties to U.S. citizens. They're worried about casualties to Iraqis. And the argument that getting rid of Saddam will lessen terrorism does not quite work with the American public. In fact, we've found consistently only about between 12-15% of people say that it will reduce the threat of terrorism. 59% in our poll last week said they think it will increase the threat of terrorism.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dottie Lynch, senior political analyst of CBS News, which conducts polls jointly with the New York Times, and Tom Reilly, who's president of Ipsos Public Affairs, that's a worldwide public opinion polling firm.